Happy Easter. Seems like old times. Richard Hayes. Ethel Innes, the Godfrey Men. Jerry Alters. And this being Easter Sunday, I think I'll ask Richard Hayes to open the show with a song for us. You want to do that old standard about your Easter bonnet? We only do it once. This is the last time we can do it.
Okay.
This is our last Easter.
In your Easter bonnet, with all the frills upon it, you'll be the grandest lady in the Easter parade. And I'll be all in clover, 'cause when they look you over, I'll be the proudest fella in the Easter parade. On the avenue, Fifth Avenue, the photographers will snap us, and you'll find that you're in the rotogravure. I could write a sonnet about your Easter bonnet and of the gal I'm taking.
Let's do another half.
To the Easter parade.
Everybody now.
On the avenue.
On the avenue.
Fifth Avenue.
Fifth Avenue.
Other photographers will snap us, and you'll find that you're in the rotogravure. Oh, I could write a sonnet about your Easter bonnet and of the girl I'm taking to the Easter parade.
Gee, I'm glad we rehearsed that. Well, that's great. That's the last time we'll do that on this show. Beautiful. Thank you, Richard, for remembering them lyrics.
Change key on the fellas right after the chimes.
I have a letter that I must read to you from William B. Brown of Plover, Wisconsin. P-L-O-V-E-R, Plover. Dear Mr. Godfrey, your name means at peace with God. I hope it will keep you that way to the end of your time. I first heard you, I think it was, on WGN Chicago 30, 40 years ago. I think you were a disc jockey when you started. Yes, I was, Mr. Brown, but not on WGN. I was the world's first disc jockey, and if that ain't a distinction, I never heard of one. You can blame all that stuff on me. But it was in WFBR in Baltimore where I first did it, in Ethel Ennis' hometown, and later in Washington, D.C., and then again later in New York. But I don't think I've ever been on WGN except one time when they invited me over there for an interview once. That was a great farmer station one time. They did a great many programs designed to help farmers and agricultural in general. It's a great station. You can hear it all over the U.S. I think they have a clear channel. Well, anyway, some weeks ago you sang a song about Rock Candy Mountains. You called it a bum song. It ain't a bum song. It's a hobo's song. There's a much difference between hobos and tramps and bums, as there is a difference between a horse and a mule and a donkey. Hobo works for what he gets. He just hates to pay for transportation. A tramp walks cross country and hates to pay for anything. A bum will mug you, roll a drunk, steal anything he can get his hands on. A hobo will now and then go from house to house and ask you if you need some wood chopped or windows washed or lawn cut or gardens spaded for a meal. He never misses a meal, but he postpones a lot of them. I should know. I was one of them for about 7 years. I have talked to preachers, ministers, cooks, bellhops, railroad men, and men from all the trades, even lawyers. The last king of hobos was elected for life, April 1935 in Pittsburgh, PA. His name is Jeff Davis. And do you know that some western states and almost all southern states have laws that puts a bounty on hobos? The railroad dicks and sheriffs will arrest you anywhere and charge you with trespassing on private property. In most cases, they were judge and jury. They would sell you to plantation owners for 30 days or state road gang or to some company that is on a strike and you had to something for them. I can't read that. Something for them the sheriff would get from $10 to $30 per head and from $1 to $2 per day that you worked as rent. Well, that's enough of that. I could write 1,000 pages on hobos. I have a membership card that's good for life. This is how it reads. Internal itinerant migratory workers. Union Hobos of America, number 1000329, signed by Jeff Davis. And the hobo's pledge reads, I solemnly swear to do all in my power to aid and assist all those willing to aid and assist themselves. I pledge myself to assist all runaway boys and induce them to return to their homes and parents, and solemnly swear to never take advantage of my fellow men or be in something of others, and do all in my power for the betterment of myself, my organization, and America, so help me God. Please say something on this on the air, and I listen every day. Okay, Bill Brown. Well, now that's something. Hereafter, be careful who you call a bum.
Right.
Because I'm a hobo. What was the other one he said?
Tramp.
Tramp, oh yeah.
A tramp is a walker, and a hobo is a guy that will ride the rails, I assume, and a bum don't do anything, huh?
That's right. So I was never a bum, but I was a hobo one time, because I rode the rails back from Los Angeles to Chicago, and freight trains.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, and I went from the woods in outside of Clymer, Pennsylvania, to Akron, Ohio in 1919 in a railroad car, in a freight car.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm a hobo.
Okay.
It wasn't that I didn't like to pay for transportation. It was I just didn't have the cash. That's all. Well, I'm sorry, Bill Brown, that we goofed. We won't do it anymore. We'll remember. Hobos are respectable.
Do you remember a magazine or a newspaper that they used to put out called the Hobo News?
Yes.
I wonder if that's still
pink
around.
Pink Sheet.
Yeah. No, the Pink Sheet was a police gazette.
Pink Gazette, that's right.
And the hobo was a brown paper bag wrapper.
Can you imagine the police gazette was banned because it was dirty? Had pictures of chorus girls and burlesque shows in it. Look what you get on the streets now, huh? Isn't that something? It's amazing what has happened.
Time changes everything.
Yes, indeed.
You know, speaking of things being banned... Past issue of Cosmopolitan magazine had the first male pinup. A nude picture of a man.
Oh, I'm sorry, I missed it.
Oh, no, he's not that kind of a guy. I think he's a
you
pretty talented
sure?
fella. Huh?
You know for sure?
No, Burt Reynolds. He's
you know
a terrific
sure?
actor. He's a good-looking guy. And
why did he hang around naked?
Well, he just wanted to... It was sort of a joke kind of thing.
But is he built like that, huh?
No. He's got muscles, hair on his chest, and a mustache and everything. But he just, it was a joke that Helen Gurley Brown came up with, and it got to be so popular that they're liable to have Cosmopolitan's Playboy of the Month. And I was just wondering, who do you think, you know, should be, like, in the next issue?
Richard?
No, not me.
Why not?
Huh?
Let's put Jerry Alters. You'd never know him with that hairdo.
No, but Bert's all, he's a, Bert, I call him. I don't know him, but
He looks like big, him. Huh?
He's a big, strong guy and,
Yeah, great guy.
Huh? My very best friend. Oh, but I think he just wanted to show that the thing turned out to be a howling success, but, it was like a joke, you know. Men have Playboy with the centerfold, so why shouldn't girls have something to hang up over their lockers now that they're equal?
Well, I guess it's all right. But somehow, women aren't turned on by nude pictures as we are.
I don't know that to be a fact. I'd do some research on that for you, if you'd like me to.
Well, at least that's what they tell me. They tell me that they don't.
Well, I saw a couple of girls looking at that centerfold of Burt Reynolds in Cosmopolitan, and their noses were twitching, their eyes were lighting up.
And the wig's falling off.
Hmm?
Gee, that's just the opposite of the way I react.
To Burt Reynolds?
My nose doesn't twitch at all. So Burt Reynolds, huh?
Yeah.
Gee whiz, and I had just canceled my subscription. I better renew.
To Cosmopolitan?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, if it catches on, there's a lot of the magazines are liable to do it. I have an offer from Popular Mechanics.
That's pretty good.
You what I said, take it. Bernie said it? I never liked him.
I cannot get over this business. You know, all of this could be stopped if we just all went naked for 30 days. Nobody would ever again buy a picture. I want to stop it. It's stupid. Why don't everybody... What is this crazy business of everybody being so goofy to see what's under there, what's over there, what's there? For heaven's sakes, they all look alike, you know, if they stand on their heads. Would you like to sing about it?
Sure.
Some other time. We'll get Ethel Ennis to sing a nice song for us.
Okay.
I can do Easter Parade again.
You did a beautiful job with that. Let's leave it alone. Ethel Ennis has got a nice naked song for you.
Sing me a tune that I can hum when I am blown. Sing me a tune that goes dee da 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 da. I like a song that won't take long to memorize. While in the shower I can kind of vocalize. Song. Give me a glad song. I just want to hear something that's happy, silly but snappy. I could stand a little cheer. So sing me a tune that is familiar as a friend. One the composer is still working out the end. Sing me a tune that makes my feet begin to dance. One I can tell the rhyme and music in advance. Well, sing me a tune that I could whistle if I could. But I can't whistle if I could, you know I would. Sing me a tune that I could bow, I heard before. One of those good old songs they don't write anymore. Uncomplicated, it may be rated. Just a bit square. And it comes easy. You call it party. Well, I don't care. Sing me a tune that makes my feet begin to dance. When I can tell the rhyme and music in advance. Sing me a tune that I could bow, I heard before. One of those good old songs we don't write anymore. Come on, everybody, you ready? La 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 la. La 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 la
I love that. That's a great song.
Thank you. That's a rouser.
Is that from your album?
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm.
That's a good one. Is that another one that's your friend wrote?
Yes, well, Gladys Young. Yes, indeed, yes, indeed. There's 10 songs in the album, and, like, I think I've just about sung every song on the show.
Who did you hire on the record to La La for you?
My husband.
Uh-huh. Did you give him scale?
One of the conductors who was helping us with the production. His secretary. Gladys didn't make the session. But we just picked up anybody who had a voice, any kind of voice, and who was not working, and who could be mic side to La La. So it was a real happy thing. Oh, my brother was on there, too. He was La La and saying, yeah, yeah. So it was really a happy session.
That's a great song.
Mm-hmm.
So Arnett was a La La, huh?
Yeah. I'm his Lulu.
Dick, let's you and I do a number that's not in her album.
Okay.
You wanna go home now? Don't it make you wanna go home? All God's children get weary when they roam. Don't it make you wanna go home? Don't it make you wanna go home? Well, there's a 6-lane highway down by the creek where I went skinny dipping as a child. And a drive-in show where the meadow used to grow and the strawberries used to grow wild.
There's a drag strip down by the riverside where my grandma's cow used to graze. Now the grass don't grow and the river don't glow like it did in my childhood days.
Don't it make you wanna go home? Don't it make you wanna go home? All God's children get weary when they roam. Don't it make you wanna go home? Don't it make you wanna go home?
It's a
first
nice song
in my new album coming up. No, that's soothing.
Isn't that nice?
Mm-hmm.
Here's a nice old timer. Do you boys remember a song by Milton Ager and Jack Yellen called Louisville Lou? You ever play this thing with me, Hank? Sorry? They call the lady Louisville Lou. What that vampin' baby can do. She's the most heartbreakingest, shimmy-shakingest that the world ever knew. She got the kind of loving that holds em. Big black eyes and she rolls em. Hot lips that are pips. And no more conscience than a snake has hips. And when she struts her feathers and plumes, the boys just drop their mops and their brooms. You ought to see them trailing her, inhaling her perfume. And even Richard Hayes, who's so old and bent, sold his crutches just to pay her rent. So brother, here's my warning to you. Stay away from Louisville.
Great. Aww. That's cute.
Thanks for mentioning me in the song.
The
only Louisville I know of was Louisville Slugger. Remember, that was the name of a baseball bat.
Never met her.
Speaking of old bats,
Cy, I know that you know this one. Years ago, when I was a disc jockey, one of the records I played a great deal was made by Frankie Carl, and it was called Sweet and Lovely. Do you remember the song?
He did the male vocal on that with Frankie Carl. Sing it, Si.
Play it, will you? Don't listen to him. Two Girls and a Sailor.
I remember that. Was it Gloria de Haven in that one?
Exactly.
Yeah, I remember that.
Gloria de Haven and my father, Van Johnson. Yeah, and also Jimmy Durante and Gracie Allen, Lena Horne, Harry James, and Cougat. Cougat was in it, and June Allison.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, and Jose Iturbe.
That sounds like one of those big MGM specials. They were in all those.
It. The same lineup, yeah.
Look at that Van Johnson, man. He really looked like it then. Didn't he look just like me?
Yeah. Yeah.
Somebody introduced me that way one night. The old lady's Van Johnson.
There were three of you that looked alike. There was you, the original one, and Van Johnson. And remember a kid in the movies called Jackie Butch Jenkins?
No.
You don't remember him? Yeah, he looked like you, too.
It was Cheecha Boom Boom.
No, he was a nice little kid with red hair and freckles on his face, and he'd walk around saying, "How are you? How are you?"
I want to thank Paul Robinson for writing me that letter about the day he fell in the pot full of Hershey's chocolate at the World's Fair in San Francisco in 1915. I couldn't find his letter yesterday when I told you about it. I just found it. Yeah, he says, in case you're wondering when the Hershey products came out, at least they were here in 1915, because I remember so well, because I fell in a pot of hot chocolate.
Mm.
He lives in Little Neck, New York now. Look, love, try the Lady Chic Mist Hair Curler. No Hottle Met Posts. Hottle Met Posts?
Listen, it ain't all roses.
I want you to know, no Hottle Met Posts.
And no other product can make that claim.
To dry your hair out. Only mist to heat the curlers or keep the hurlers and add moisture to your hair. Lady Chic, while she's giving your hair what's good for it, you can do anything you want to with it. It's a good device, Lady Chic Mist Hair Curler. Get one of them, gal. Mrs. Hubbard, Mrs. Marion Hubbard of Seaford, New York, says, I want to set you straight about oysters and pearl oysters. You were talking about them the other day. The oyster that most of us eat is the Virginia oyster, Ostrea virginica. It can produce pearls, but not precious pearls. The cultured pearls are grown in pearl oysters of the genus Pinctada, using at least two species for the purpose. Except for both of them being bivalves, Ostrea and Pinctada are not closely related. To me, the most interesting part of the cultured pearl business is the source of the bead that is inserted to form the nucleus of the pearl. This is cut from the pearly insides of freshwater mussels imported into Japan by the ton from the United States. I am told that more mussels are harvested now than at any time since the pearl button industry was destroyed by plastic buttons. As a sidelight, almost any mollusk, clam or snail, can make a pearl to smooth away the irritation of a bit of sand or dirt that accidentally gets into its mantle cavity. The big queen conch, Strombus gigas, of the southeastern United States, makes valuable pink pearls. These are china-like rather than pearly and are considered semi-precious. Now, I never heard of that. Although we can pronounce the full name in this letterhead, we usually call our organization the AMU, A-M-U, for the American Malacological Union. We are an association of shell collectors, both amateur and professional. That is why I felt obliged to write you about the oysters. P.S. Raton is Spanish for mouse, not rat. We were talking about Boca Raton. Somebody said it was mouse or the rat.
I said it was rat mouth, yes.
Rat mouth, yeah.
Yeah.
She says, no, it's mouse. Boca Raton is mouth of the mouse.
Oh.
It sounds much better in Spanish. Yeah, mouth of the mouse doesn't sound very good. But Boca Raton? It's all right. Thank you, Mrs. Hubbard. It's a nice piece of information. The oysters that we get here, you mean I got to quit eating them? The only reason I ate them is because I kept looking for pearls. No wonder I never saw one. It can produce pearls, but not precious ones. For heaven's sakes, I didn't know that. I never, never in my life got enough oysters except once. Many, many years ago, I went to an oyster shucking on Chesapeake Bay somewhere. I can't remember where it was even. And they were just a shucking oysters, and I was eating them. And I know I had 15 dozen, maybe more than that. I just kept eating them and eating them and eating them. And the next day, it took me down and hocked me for a pearl.
WBEN, Buffalo.